Okay, so previously on Shir, we were dealing with the question of Psikresha and Darvashena Miskavin. We really split things down into two main categories. There are really two approaches to Psikresha, which are
Maisa and Kavana.
Exactly, right? You can either say it's a din of the Maisa. By it being a Psikresha, the two actions become one action. Or you could say that because it's a Psikresha, you're mechave not only for action A, but also for action B. Right? And we saw a few different ways of defining that. Just in like a very much a regel achas way of saying that, we had, in terms of the Kavana perspective, we had the extreme of Rabbeinu Chanana, who says, like, we weren't born yesterday, we know you're a Mechavein. We had the Shita of the Rambam, who basically says, like, we know that you have it there in the back of your mind. And sort of in between them, we have Rabbi Rambam, who says that we see that you're Mechavein to it as a means to an end. So you're right, it's not your end goal, right? But at the end of the day, you want to accomplish this goal of getting to, you know, point C, and since you have to go through B and along the way, Mimila, you're mechaving to do it as a means to an end. But that again is a form of kavana, right? In general, in life, you know, you do all sorts of things as a means to some other ends. We don't say, oh, you didn't really mean to do it. Of course, you meant to do it, right? It's part of a broader goal, but at the end of the day, you did it because you need to do it in order to get to the final end game. Okay. That was on the side of Kavana. On the Maisa side, we saw in Rashi and Tosfos, and also the Rajba, that really what we're trying to say is that it transforms the Maisa, okay? We saw it in two slightly different ways. The Shari Yosher had an interesting formulation where he said that the fact that you know, that Yediyas Bnei Adam, that this is going to happen, and that this includes Maisa X, makes it Maisa X. It's about the definition of actions, and that the perspective of people as a whole defines what an action is. We saw in Rashi, was much more specific. Rashi says, no, the fact that A has to come together with B means that they are one action. Cutting off the head of a chicken and killing a chicken are not two separate actions, right? Decapitation is not a separate action from killing. Right? It's a form of killing, but it's death by decapitation. Right? So you wouldn't say that those are two separate actions. I decapitated the chicken, and I also killed the chicken. Right? You kill the chicken by decapitation. So Mimela, they're not two separate actions. They're one action. Right? So we're going to focus in on, let's say, on Rashi, the idea of it is one action, as opposed to, let's say, the Rambam, the Rambam's approach of it being, right, a question of kavana. Right? The fact that you do A and you need to do B in order to do that means that you're mechavein for B either in the back of your mind or as a means to the ends, v'chule. Okay, so just a lot of, there are a lot of nafkaminas to that, and I think that's what we're going to try to focus in on today. So, without further ado, okay, one thing that the Gemara asks about the case of a chila zone, you have a murex, murex trunculex or something, right? Something like that. The Gemara says, I turn around, had sad chilazon vahapoto, inochai bel achas. If you trap a chilazon and you crunch it to extract the dye, you're only chayv one. And Rebuda says you're chayv two, because Rebuda says psia is type of disha. It's not only you killing it, you're also, squeezing and extracting the juices. And the Chacham disagree. So Rava says, wait a second, or the Gemara says, wait, I don't get it. Lechayiv nami mishum nikias neshama. You're also killing it, right? Not only are you cracking it open and extracting the dye, you're also killing the chilazon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, patzo meis, it's already dead. Rava amar afilu temu patzo chay, mis asik hu etzon nikias neshama. He's a misasek for Tilas Neshama, right? We pointed out that the way Tosas teaches the Gemara, Tosas says, oh yeah, it doesn't really mean misasek, it really means Davarshena Miskavin, right? Which sort of showed that there's a very strong relationship between misasek and Davarshena Miskavin, is like things that you do without Kavana are really all in the same basket. This is a psik resha. Who cares that it's a davar sheni miskavim? Shiny haha the kama the isbe neshama tvei nichalei. Now here's different. Why? Because in general, if you do it, you get a benefit from the psik resha. Here, the psik resha is counter to your goals, right? Kol kama the isbe neshama tvei nichalei. Right, that happens to be the die is better the longer that the chila zone is alive. Okay, that's what we say. Now, what's interesting about this is that I can interpret this in a few different ways. Right, I could say, how can I understand this? It's sort of like a spectrum of what I mean by kama de isbe neshama tfei nichalei, and therefore that counters psik resha. What can we say about the Tvei Nichalei issue? How can we explain the fact that, Tvei Nichalei, how does that save us? How does that help us?
You cut out there for a second. We didn't hear the whole last couple seconds.
Oh, okay, sorry. So the Gemara, right, says that Kol Kama De'ishtalei Neshama Tvei Nichalei, and that solves our problem of Psik Resha, right? So our question is, you know, why is the fact that it's you'd have preferred it to be alive, why is that going to help you?
Well, Ari and I were trying to come up with different svaras. We said one.
You're lagging. No. You guys have lagged.
We're going to move and try and get a better connection.
Okay. All right. We said Tvei Nichalei when it comes to the Chila zone, if it were alive, and therefore, even though it's a psik resha that it's going to die, that's okay. Right? Just to catch you up, right? The Gemara said when it comes to psik resha, by the Chila zone, you're going to kill the Chila zone, but since you want the die to be, and the die is better when the chilazon is alive, so even though it's a psik resha that the chilazon will die, since that's sort of counterproductive, tvei nichalei for the chilazon to still be alive, that doesn't count as that's not a psik resha. Okay, so even though we're mode Rabbi Shimon b'psik resha, when it comes to the chilazon and killing it, since that's, you know, since tvei nichalei, if not, if it wouldn't die, then we're okay. So my question is as follows. Why? Right, why is that going to help us? Right, why is the fact that it's Tvei Nichalei for it to remain alive save us from the fact that you are definitely going to be killing it?
So one answer that Ari and I came up with is that it's possible a melacha is defined only when it provides you benefit. You can't do a melacha that hurts you.
Okay. Are you saying that? And how are you differentiating? Are you saying that the melacha shein tzrich legufa, or saying more than that?
So eventually, when Tosfot said our svara, that's what it turned into. We gave it the term kilkul first because we don't really know what the difference is between all those things. But that was the direction we were heading in. Is that it's not a malacha if it hurts you.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, right, if at the end of the day, meaning I am doing the malacha, right, but in this case, even though it's a psik resha, but it's something that I don't want, so it's like mekalka. Okay, that's good. That's one way to say it, right? So you are doing the malacha, right? I'll sort of make another like corner of the board here for tvei nicha. Right, or if it was alive, why does that help you? So one is to say, right, lacha, but pata. Right? Really, you are doing the melacha, but you're going to be pater because it's mekalkel. It's something you don't want. So it's like a pter onesh, right? So you did the melacha, but you're still going to be pater because you're doing the melacha in a way which is mekalkel, or Tosafot says melacha shen tzrich leguf. Yeah, Tehila.
I think it really depends on what shita you're taking for psikresha. I think that the Maisa camp is going to have a much harder time explaining that one. But I think in the Kavana camp, especially with shita, like you intend it as a byproduct, you don't really intend it as a byproduct if you don't want it to happen. But like, if it's like at the back of your mind, then you do know it's going to happen. So it has like a weird position somewhere in the middle of the Kavana camp.
Right. If it's kavana, so then by saying that, oh, but wait a second, right? Here, we can't say, oh, you're also mechayim for it because you actually really don't want this, right? We can't say, oh, on some, it's, you could say, well, on the one hand, you know that you need to do it in order to get there, right? Let's say you need it as a means, but if it's something that you actually really don't want, we can't say that you actually intended to do it, right? Because you really don't want to do it. You actually have positive, right, or proactive negative intent towards it, right? If it's something neutral, if it's something that you benefit from and is a means to your ends, so we can say, well, it's a means to your ends and you benefit from it, so of course you're going to, that counts as kavanah, right? So, but if it's, but if it's din and kavanah, and it's lo nichale, if it's tfei nicha for you it not to happen, and more importantly, if it's something that is, right, is problematic, so say, like, okay, it's not that it's a malacha but pater, right? It's, right, no kavana at all, right? And that'd actually be great in the kavana category. I can say if it's lo nichale, let's put it over here, lo nichale, lo nichale, so in the kavana perception, you say, if it's lo nichale, then, right, I'm actually not mechavi. Right? So that's going to be great. Is there a third, like a third way of saying it? Right. One way to say is that it's tfei nichale if it didn't happen. You're doing it, right? And so, by the way, right, the Yair's answer works very well with the Maisa category because you're not denying that the Maisa is happening. You're just saying that even though you did the Maisa, you're going to be pata, right? Right? It's if it's lo nichale, the Maisa happened, right? Yesh adayin maisa, or yesh maisa, right? But pater, right? Because at the end of the day, if it's lo nichale, I can say, yeah, but it's mekalkel, or, right, it's malacha, what's to say, right? Malacha shein tzricha legufa. There is a Maisa. You can't get around the fact that you did the Maisa, because Maisa AB is one Maisa, but you'd still be put there because, right, it's not L'chavan. A third way to say it is a little bit what Yair was saying in the beginning, which I was pushing you on. You started on the seesaw there. You ended up in the saying there is a Maisa, but you're put there, is you could argue, not as all Malachos, but you could say that in this case, it's not just that he'd rather it didn't happen, right? We're arguing that it's counterproductive to his goal. It's actually contradictory in a certain sense to what he's trying to do. A third way to take the tfei nichale is not to say, oh, there's no kavana, or that you'd be patar because it's like in a tzrich legufa, but you can even say that, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to get the die out of this chilaza. The fact that I'm killing it in the process damages the die. So it's not simply something which I don't want to happen, right? It's something that runs counter to what I'm trying to accomplish, right? It's happening, right? Because I'm not, let's say, skilled enough or I'm not capable of avoiding it, but it actually runs counter to the malacha that I'm trying to do. So you could argue that even in the maisa category, I could say, oh, there's a maisa, but I'm patur. I could also say, right, that's one option. Or I could say, if it's, right, it's contradictory to, right, the maisa I'm doing, to the maisa A. So even though maisa B has to come along, if maisa B is contradictory to maisa A, I can't say, oh, they're one maisa. It's maisa AB, right? Because the two of them go in opposite directions. So you're right that B happens, but you can't say that it's included in maisa A because, right, it undermines what I'm accomplishing with maisa A. Okay? So looking at the Rishonim, so Rashi says, and this is very important to me, Medayikin, Tvei Nichalei, right, he's really trying to keep it alive. Afilu meis in kana ela misase. Okay, but kimode Reb Shimon b'midi d'lo ichbas lei imisrami umiu ichaven umichaven. When is Reb Shimon mode? The Pesik Resha. He's mode if you're lo ichbasle, but not if it's lo nichale. Rashi's mechalik between those two, and this is a critical point. Rashi says, if you don't care about maisa B, then that's a psik resha. If you are against maisa B, then it's still a darashen miskavi. Okay, so really you have three categories, really, in terms of psik resha. You can have a psik resha din nichale, where it's good, you like what happens, lo ichbas lei, you don't care, right? And the third is lo nichale, right? So in terms of like, we can have a question of nicha versus ichbas, right? What if it's neutral? So Rashi says that neutral, lo ichbas, is a psik resha. But if it's lo nichale, right? If it's kiva dechol atzmo miskavin v'torach l'sham rosh lo yamos biyado, then what happens? Where did I put Rashi? One second, sorry. There you go. Right? Where did I put Rashi in terms of the board? Right? In order to be pachter, right? It's psik resha below. Rashi says it's lo ichbaslei, it's lo nichalei, because if it was lo ichbaslei, if you just didn't care, he'd still be chayiv. Right? First of all, what does this question reflect? Yes, let's do that first. What does this question reflect? Whether or not it needs to be against what you want to accomplish, or simply something you don't care about, in order to be a psik resha de lo nichalei, de lo ichbaslei. How would that fit in Maaser's Kavana?
It seems to be more related to Kavana.
Wait, which one? What do you think, Tila? Because they're frozen. A step in the gap.
I mean, I feel bad taking their thing, but for me, that struck me more is what Yair said, in the sense that there's an active kilkul because you cannot have kavana for something by not caring about it, but the fact that it has the dafka work against you seems to indicate some form of kilkul.
Exactly. Very good. Right? If it's about kavana, so then if I don't care, so I'm not machabe, right? So I'll say, right? That's good enough. It's good enough for me to not care in order to say that there's no kavana. Right, in order to say that the maisa never happened, that I didn't actually do this maisa, right? It needs to be some sort of kilkul. It needs to be something that's against what I'm trying to accomplish. It has to undermine, right, or be counter to my best interests in order for me to be able to break the connection between these two things. Right, Rashi emphasizes you're doing this and you're doing that, and you really are trying not to do, right, not to kill the chilazim. And that only works because since you really don't want to kill the chilazon, it'll like break the tzira from the maisa. So Rashi says it has to be lo michale, right? If it's lo ichpasle, Rashi says you're chayev. It's a psikresha gam, right? It's only going to save you if you really don't want it, because then I can say that they're two separate maisa. In terms of kavana, if I don't care, so say, okay, I wasn't mechavin for it because I don't benefit from this whatsoever. If I really don't benefit from whatsoever in any way, so then I'll say it's a psikresha delo ichpasle, and that lacks kavana also, right? Okay, now, right, Rashi said, let's put in, I need to get a different color for the shitos. Let's use green, right? We get green. Hopefully green's working. This is Rashi, very, very strongly, okay? Now what's interesting, Tosus has like an interesting tidbit, but that still helps us, right? What does Toso say? What did Toso say? Wait, this is also Rashi, by the way. Right? Why do we know that this is Rashi? That it's contradictory to the Maisa, right? Because Rashi says only if it's lo nichale can I consider it to not be a psikresha anymore, right? And therefore, lo nichale is going to be the definition of psikresha to lo nichale, right? Or the case of the chilazon, tvei nichale, that it wouldn't die. Because it says it contradicts the Maisa, so lo nichale saves you from psikresha and separates the two actions into two separate actions. What about there's a Maisa, but there's a ptur? Who says that? How do we know who says that?
Yeah. Who's that? Hold on, we have to move. We're
Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's just pause for a second. It's a Tosos says, we're here. Ready? Yep. Tosos, as opposed to Rashi says that has to be that lo ichbaslay is still a psikresha, only lo nichale works. Toso says, "Moder Reb Shimon b'psikresha dafko when it's nichale, aval b'midi delo ichbasle lo mode. But if it's lo ichbasle, then we're fine. Then we don't care. Then you're good to go." And Toso says, "Why? Because it's a malacha." That's just a side point, right? The point is, Tosos says that it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So Rashi and Tosos argue about whether or not it's lo nichale or lo ichbasle. Rashi says if you don't care, you're still chayiv. Only if it's against your, counter to your interests, will it be psikresha lo nichale? Tosfos says, even if it's lo ichbasle, even if you just don't care, that's fine in terms of being putter. But why? In the Kavana camp, the reason is very simple. If it's lo ichbasle, we are not going to claim that you are mechavin, right? Because you don't benefit from this. However, what about Tosfos? Tosfos says that lo ichbasle is going to be putter. But Tosfos says the reason why is because it is a malacha, but it's just a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? What does it mean to be a malacha shein tzricha legufa? It means that you're doing a malacha, right? But because the malacha is in a tzricha legufa, then there's no chiyuv, right? Meaning it's an external ptur. Okay. One second. Put it right over here. Rashi said you need to contradict Maisa B has to contradict Maisa A in order to claim that they're not one Maisa. Toso says A and B, even if they're not contradictory and are one Maisa, will still tell you that you're putter for Maisa B if B is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, right? which is exactly saying there is a Maisa, you are doing the Maisa still, you're Pater, but not because you've gotten out of Psik Resha. It's a regular Psik Resha. It just happens to be you're doing this Malacha of Psik Resha as a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Happens to be you're Pater on a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right? So if a Psik Resha Delo Michalei for Tosfos, or a Psik Resha Delo Ichbaslei for Tosfos, it's still a regular Malacha. It doesn't break Psik Resha. It just is a totally external tour of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right? And that's why Tosfos says in a chenami lo nichale is going to be pater, but not because there's no maisa, because it was lo nichale, because it was lo ichbasle. But you're pater because the malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, right? Because in a tzricha l'gufa. Okay, so Toso says you do the maisa. But since it's lo ichbasle, since you don't care, it's lo tzricha l'gufa. Rashi says, if you do the maisa, it's your chayiv. If it's lo nichale, it breaks the tzira because there's a contradiction between A and B. Right? Since it's lo nichale, since B runs counter to your interests, right? We can say that you were only doing A and you're not doing B because A and B basically are contradictory. So you can't say that they're one action. Right, harvesting chilazon blood and killing chilazons are actually two separate ma'isin. Aye, but it seems like they're going together. Yeah, but they serve up. They work in cross purposes. Killing the chilazon is bad for the harvesting the dye. Right, harvesting the dye, right, is what you want to do. Killing it undermines that. So you can't say that they're one action. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so question. I'm a little confused at this point. Is Tosfot saying that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa can fit within Psik Resha, or is he taking it out of the camp of Psik Resha? I don't really get the relationship between the different concepts.
Okay, so he's saying Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is about you do a Malacha, regular doing a Malacha. If you do it for a purpose that's independent of the normal, of whatever it was done for in the Mishkan, you're pater. Right? That's totally external to the question of, are you or are you not doing the Maisa? Right? You're doing the Malacha. The question is, why are you doing the Malacha? So Tosa says, a Psik Resha, Dilo Nichale, or Dilo Ichbasle, is pater, not because we're claiming that you didn't really do the Malacha. That it's misasek, that it's davashin miskavin. It's not davashin miskavin. It's not misasek. It's a regular malacha, just like psik resha dinichale is, right? Because if you're doing A B, right? Since A comes with B, so it's one action. It's maisa A B, right? But it happens to be you be pater if it's lo nichale, but or lo ichbasle, because then it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But that's totally external, right? To the question of how we treat you and doing the malacha. You did the malacha. You did it as a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The fact that it's a psik resha or not is irrelevant. It's if you went and did this malacha, if you went and killed the chilazon stam without any psik resha involved or any miskavin involved, you went and you're like, I'm going to go kill a chilazon because, you know, I don't know, something, some way of doing that as a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. I don't know. I'm going to go dig a hit. I'm going to drag a bench, not because I want to create a furrow, but because I want to use the dirt that it scratches up to do whatever. So that's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. You intended to do it. You took a plow. You dug up some dirt, but you did it for the dirt, not for the furrow. So you'd be pater, says Tosus, because malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Right? Happens to be in this case, you did, it's like a double case, a double. It's just like more complicated to think of. Because Tosfos is saying you took a bench, you dragged the bench, right? You dragged the bench so that, and you don't want there to be a furrow in the ground, and you happen to also not care about the dirt, right? You just want to move the bench, but it's a psik resha. So Tosfos says, you dragged the bench and you dug a furrow, right? But digging the furrow, since you don't need the furrow in the ground, because that doesn't benefit you, so it's the digging of the furrow is a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. Right? But it doesn't really change the Psik Resha and Darshan Miskavim equation. It was a regular malacha. It just happens to be that it's in a Tzrich L'Guf. Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, because I think I'm still a little confused, Tosfot is using Malacha and Tzrich L'Guf to explain why how Psik Resha might work?
No.
Or he just talking about the specific case?
He's the specific case. Meaning,
so Psik Resha makes it more nice.
But we have this funny case where Psik Resha Delo Nichale or Delo Ichbasle by the Chila zone, where you're Pater. Right? So we said, wait a second, if we think that Psik Resha makes it into one Maisa, why is he Pater? It's a regular Psik Resha, right? Who cares that it was Lo Nichale? So Rashi said, basically, if it's really Lo Nichale, it's two separate actions. Toso says, it's a Psik Resha. It's a regular Psik Resha, no different than any other Psik Resha, and you did the Malacha. Okay, why are you Pater? If it's Lo Nichale, that's what do we call doing a Malacha for reasons which are counter to your interest? We call that a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So the intent, the purpose that you're doing the Malacha for is in a Tzricha L'Gufa. But in terms of the actual asiyas malacha, you did a regular malacha.
Okay, I think I'm just confused by the title of the chart. Because we're not talking about Psik Resha in general, are we?
We're talking right now we're talking about Psik Resha Delo Nichale. Right?
Okay.
Toso said about Psik Resha that it's a din in Maisa. We see from here that it's clearly a din in Maisa. You did the malacha, right? The fact that it's a Psik Resha makes it into one Maisa malacha. And the only way Toso says you can deal with the fact that it's that you're putter on Lo Nichale is not because that changes the Maisa. You did the Maisa. There's outside of, for some other reason, in terms of the Machshava, it was a Machshava of Lo Nichale.
Got it. Thank you.
Of in a Tzrich L'Gufa. Okay? Fine. So just Al Regalachas. Right, we said if it's a din in kavana, it's easy to explain lo nichale, because you're not mechavin. Right, if it's a din in maisa, then it's one maisa. So how can lo nichale get you out of that? So we said, according to Tosvos, it's a totally external p'tur. According to Rashi, because it's actually contradictory to your aims, we treat them as two separate maisa. It breaks the tziruf between the two mice. Okay, fine. What else? Right? First, a side point. I think we did it already. Suffolk Psik Resha. Remember Suffolk Psik Resha? Right? If you're not sure if something is a Psik Resha, right? Something happened in the past. You don't know, let's say, what the state of the world is. And now it's a Suffolk Psik Resha. So in a Suffolk Psik Resha, there's a machlokas achronim. Right? However, I think we can be told of this very easily on our question. How would that work out? Suffolk Psik Resha. What would he say about a Suffolk Psik Resha? How would it go? Right? It either definitely will happen or definitely won't. You don't know. It's not like, right, so dragging the bench, right, it might not. You don't know now because, right, it depends. Each time comes out differently. If you do it 1,000 times, right, let's say 500 come out one way, 500 will come out the other. Here, we're saying the state is such that either you definitely will or it definitely won't, okay? You're dragging a bench. You have the ground is either hard, packed, and won't, or is all soft and muddy and will. You have no idea. You just didn't look outside yet, right? So it's a Suffolk Psik Resha. Either it definitely will happen or definitely won't happen. But if it happens, it'll definitely happen. You're just not sure whether it's a Psik Resha. Does the fact that you don't know help you? Why yes, why no?
We have a lot of other noise here, so let me know if you can't hear me. But L'chora, by Kavana, if it's a Suffolk Psikresha, it should still help because you'd still be Pater because if it's a Suffolk Psikresha, then you don't have Kavana. But if it's a Maisa, you're still, if it happens, you're still doing the Maisa.
Very good. Right? If it's a question of Kavana, then your lack of knowledge that this will definitely happen means that you weren't mechaving to do this because you don't know what's going to happen, right? If I'm arguing that psik resha means that since you know it's going to happen, you meant to do it, you don't know it's going to happen, right? That's all that I just said, suffix psik resha, is you don't know that it will definitely happen. It's all about what's going on inside your head, right? However, if it's the din of the maisa, right? I don't care what this is all about, what's going on in the guy's head, right? If I were to draw a little person, right? So what I care about here is what's going on in his head. And over here, I care about the actions that he's performing. Right? I guess I care what's going on in his hands, let's say. Ah, Larry, well. Right? If I care about what he's doing as opposed to what he's thinking, then perhaps suffix psik resha, right? If it's one maisa, then it's one maisa, right? The fact that you don't know that it's one maisa, or you're not sure whether it's one maisa, should be treated as a regular suffix daraisa. And suffix daraisa is a chumra, right? So it should be a regular suffix daraisa, okay? And that's exactly what the Taz says, that it should be mutter. Okay? No, it should be mutter because you don't know that's going to happen. The Ber Halacha, or the Mishnah Brura, says, wait a second, shouldn't this just be something daraisa? And then he says, yeah, but like I looked at the Rishonim and most of them seem to say that it would actually be considered pater. So that's just a great, I think that's a very good example in terms of what your default assumption should be, is that if it's kavana, you don't know, so you're not mechavim. If it's about the nature of the maisa, then perhaps, right, the nature of the maisa is defined based on what it is. It doesn't matter that you are ignorant or unaware of the situation, right? Okay. One more cool point. Right? Remember Rashi, right? Rashi said, how do we define a psik resha? Whether or not the two actions could theoretically be separated, right? Could you theoretically do them separately? And Rashi said that you could even intentionally do it in the way which will cause B, as long as you could theoretically do it separately, right? In the case of pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, Rashi said, since you could pour it in small drops and it won't be a psik resha, you could do it in big drops, even though it is a psik resha, because it's not a psik resha, because you could theoretically separate them, right? If it's a question of kavana, right? I don't know what to call it. I was going to call it like tikkun gedolim. Right? Tikkun gedolim. So Rashi says they're separable, so that makes it fine, right? Separable actions. Shita's Rashi, but here I would say no, right? It's definitely going to happen. Okay, so this is right, Rashi says this explicitly. I think that cements Rashi's position over here as being a strong Maisa favorer, right? Okay. And then, right, what we're gonna say is that since it's lo nicha, is that right? That therefore, right, you're going to say that even though you're doing it and it definitely will happen, since the maisim are separable, right, it shows that they're two separate maisim, that you could treat them differently. Okay. One other point that I wanted to bring in, I'm not going to go into so much, is the following. Tosvos and let's say and the Meiri and the Rambam and the Sefer HaItter all have like a big machlokas about the following. I'll just bring up the Itter. Okay, Pirsh Ba'aruch, sorry, the Aruch, sorry. The Psikresha de Lonicha Lekigon, the Ka'avid Ba'ara de Chavre. Let's say you need, you need some sort of like branches for something and they happen to be attached to the ground. So you yank them off the ground and it happens, it's weeding, right? But you just want the weeds because you want them for whatever reason. So would you be chayiv for improving the ground? Okay, you're improving the ground because you're weeding, but you don't care, but it's your friend's field, not even your friend, right? I don't know, some random guy's field. And it happens to be improving the ground, but you don't care, right? So sikresha dloich basway. Ukigon ba'acher she'ino ohavo. So the Itter says it's mutter lechatchila. Okay, sikresha dlo ichbasle is not only going to be potter; it's going to be mutter lechatchila. Right? Remember, Rashi said sikresha dlo ichbasle is going to be chayev. The Itter says sikresha dlo ichbasle is mutter lechatchila. Okay, Tosfos says that's not true because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? Where was that? I have to find the line here. All right, Rashi Tosa says, you know, that's not true. Inonira, the ha map is more so the hotzmenu lecha. He ayasari lav mishum tzara de gufa. Right? He just goes through and he says that's, you know, it's not correct. He disagrees strongly. Right, and just a side point, Rashi explains that like why are you allowed to take off the berries from the hadas. So he says actually, right, there's no tikkun. So it's not that it's mutter because it's a psik resha d'loich basley. It's mutter because you're not actually doing anything. Because if you don't need it, tikkun is only considered a tikkun if you actually are being metakin something, right? Malachas choresh, you could say, is objective. The malacha of fixing something is only true if it's actually fixed for something useful. Okay? Right? So Tosos argues. Tosos says, you know, that's not true. Okay? So the question is, like, what do we say about separation of lomicha idulech basley? Right? What is the din? So Tosos says, so the Aruch says, that it's mutter lechatchila. Why should it be mutter lechatchila? I make it red. Okay? Why should it be mutter lechatchila, according to the Aruch?
Sorry, you cut out for a second. Can you repeat the last little bit?
Sikresha d'lo ichbasle. Right? You're doing the malacha, you just don't care about it. You don't benefit it from it, one way or the other. It's not good for you, it's not bad for you, you just don't care. The Aruch says that it's mutter lechatchila. Why would he say that?
Yeah, Kavana probably, no.
Very good. Why? Flesh it out.
I mean, if you don't care at all, then there's like zero Kavana, then there's like no reason to be mechayev.
Right. It's just sort of, it's a darshan of mechavin. The sick resha will tell me that if you're mechavin for A, so you're kind of mechavin for B, right? But if you don't benefit from B, so then why, then you're not mechavin for B. Right? Meaning, the fact that A and B come together sort of put me in a situation of saying, well, right, A and B go together. So if you're mechavim for A, you're kind of mechavim for B. But if you don't benefit from B, right, so there's no real reason to view you, or there's no real way to view you as being mechavim for B, because you don't benefit from it. It's totally irrelevant to you. Right? So the Aruch, right, will say, oh, okay, it's not mechavim. Right? And the Aruch says it's even mutter lechatchila. Okay? What does Tosel say? Tosel says it's Aser. Tosel said it's totally Aser, actually, except that what? Why is it not totally Aser?
Malacha Shem Tzricha Gufa.
Right. That's a lip red tila there, right? Malacha Shem Tzricha Gufa. Right? It's, you are doing the Maisa, but you have, it's Tzricha Gufa. So it's usher, right? It's usher midrabanan, the same way any malacha shein tzricha legufa is. In terms of psik resha, right, you're totally doing it. It just happens to be pater because it's ain tzricha legufa. The Aruch says it's not even a psik resha, right? Because psik resha says that kavana for A means that you're mechavin for B. Here you don't benefit from B, so you can't be mechavin for it, essentially, right? Or kavana without benefit is no kavana at all, right? That's kind of what the Aruch goes for. He says, I can't call you being mechavin for something that doesn't benefit you, right? It's totally irrelevant to you. How can I claim that you're mechavin for it, right? It's mutter lechatchila, and I think he's going to even say, it's just not psikresha even, right? It doesn't fall under the categories of psikresha. Here, it's a psikresha. For Tosfos, it's a psikresha and it's usser. It just happens to be that you're putter for external reasons, okay? Now, just one pull out, let's say, okay, oh, just a very cool point. The Me'iri is mechalik. The Me'iri says, if it's a psik resha, dilo nichale, then it's mutter. If it's dilo ichbasle, then it's patra aval asa. Right? I think it's very interesting. I'm not 100% sure what to do with that. I was thinking you have two. I think the Me'iri, I think, basically kind of is going for something in between, where he's saying, like, okay, if it's a psik resha, dilo nichale, so I can't view the two actions as being related because they work at cross purposes, essentially, right? So then I can basically say, you are doing A, you are not doing B, right? If it's lo ichbasle, there's no contradiction between the maisim. So the only question is, so you are doing A and B, but if it's lo ichbasle, you're not machabi. So I think what the Me'iri is saying is like this. If you do a malacha without kavana, you're putter, but it's asr midrabana, right? You can't just go and do a malacha without kavana and knowing that you're going to do it 100%, right? That's not good. So that's asr mishum kavana. However, if it's lo nichale, if it's actually counter to your benefit, we can even view you as only doing ma'isa A, I think, right? If ma'isa B is counter to your purposes, I can say, I did ma'isa A. Ma'isa B happened, but that was like it's sort of a side effect. But ma'isa A is only happening, but I'm not only mechavin for A, I'm always only mechavin for A. If it's lo ichbasle or lo nichale, but if the ma'isa that I'm doing, right, is it also includes the iser, it'll be asur midrabban. Okay, so I think he sort of has like a shita in between, that we do view the two ma'isim as linked, but if there's no kavana, it's still davarshen miskavein, right? But if it's lo nichale, then we can view them as two totally separate ma'isim, and you're only doing one of them, or you're only mechadim for one of them. Okay, so the Me'iri has this very interesting shita in between. It says, right, lo ichbas is putter, but aser, right? Lo nicha is mutter, right? He just splits between them, and I think he's saying this, well, if it's lo nicha, it's as if you didn't do the ma'isa. If it's lo ichbas, you did the ma'isa, but you had no kavana, so it's putter, but you're still going to be aser. Midrabban, yeah, tila.
Okay, so I'm not sure about this, but the Me'iri kind of sounding like Rambam from Sunday. This idea of like, you didn't have kavana for it, but we know it was probably at the back of your mind, and he was kind of like all over the place about whether it's mice or kavana, and it kind of seems like that in between.
Yeah, so I agree. I would say it's even more accurately, I would say it's like exactly what we were saying in the Rambam, but but with the tweak of Rabbi Avraham ben Arapa. I think you're absolutely correct. That's a very good
point.
Put that together, but you're absolutely correct. What did Rabbi Avraham ben Arapam say? Well, this is exactly what we were medayik in the Rambam, about the Rambam keep going back and forth. Rabbi Avraham ben Arapam's formulation, I think, was even a little bit sharper, where he says, you are mechavein, but you're mechavein as a means to the ends, right? But the Rambam, we were saying, actually is heavy, like, you are mechavein, but you have it in the back of your mind, right? Let's say it's nichalei. If it's nichalei, you're mechavein in the back of your mind, because it's also beneficial for you. So in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, this is geschmack, this is also happening, right? Isn't that nice? I get a perk. It's a perk. Let's say it's loich baslei. Are you mechavein as a perk? No, because it's not a perk, right? You don't care. But is it a necessary means to your ends? Right? I would say yes. It's a means to your ends, but it's not in the back of your mind as a perk. Right? So you could also say like this. You could say, if it's lo ich baslei, right? Not perk, but it is a means, right? Right? But it's a means to an end. Right, but it is a means to ends. Right, if it's lo michalei, if it goes counter to his self-interest, I would say not. It's no right. Obviously, no perk, but it's also not something that you're mechavin for as a means to your ends. Right, because at the end of the day, it's actually counterproductive. Right, it's a necessary side effect. When you take medicine and it has side effects, you don't say, "Oh, the side effects are a means to the end." Right? If you need to go through, let's say, a medical procedure, and then that medical procedure, right, will help you in a certain way, it's a means to an end. If the medical procedure itself has side effects, we wouldn't say that those side effects are a means to the end. I think what Hila's pointing out is that maybe what the Meiri is saying, what the Rambam says, that you know that this is going to happen, right? And you know that you can't do it without it happening, right? So in the back of your mind, you're mechavim for it, right? But there are different ways of saying they're mechavim for it, or that it's there in the back of your mind. It could be in the back of your mind, and it's a perk, right? If it's nichalei, let's put in, I don't have room here, but if we put in nichalei, right, what about nichalei? If it's nichalei, right, then it's a perk. Right? And it's a means. If it's a perk and it's a means, then what? Then, okay, that's going to be chayiv, right? Because you're mechavein. If it's lo ichbaslei, it's not a perk, but it's still a means. Right? It's still something you need to do in order to get to your goal. But if it's lo michalei, so it's not only is it not a perk, but I don't even know if we would consider it a means, right? You're not mechavein as a means. It's like an unfortunate side effect. Right? It's a necessary side effect that you have to put up with, but it's not a way in which to get to the end of your goal, because it runs counter to your goal. Right? It's a two step forward, one step back. You can tweak what I'm saying if that's not entirely what I'm saying, but you're absolutely right. It's very much parallel to the Rambam that we were discussing yesterday.
I don't know, you kind of changed my mind as you talk. Also, someone started playing piano, so now it's loud in here. I don't know if you can hear me. What I was thinking is I definitely chose the Rambam and not Rav Avraham ben Arapam, even though I understand why you added in the idea of the perk, because he wasn't talking about you wanting it as an outcome. He's just like, oh, you can't say you didn't know because it's in the back of your mind. And therefore, it seemed like it was more likely for there to be a patur in there as opposed to something you're actually trying to utilize. But then how would you make a chiluk within the Shita of the Rambam for between Lo Nicha and Lo Echba? I understand what you said about the perk. So I think I've changed my mind.
Okay. It could be, because according to the Rambam, I would say if it's in the back of your mind, then I would say as long as it's Lo Echbas, right, then it's not a perk anymore, right? Right? If it's Lo Echbas, right, no longer back of mind perk. Right? Right? But you. But if that's true, so then why is it lo ichba still going to be aser, but lo nicha going to be even better? So you could say, right, lo nicha is like a no maisa, while lo ichbas is a, there is a maisa but no kavana, right?
That's what I was thinking originally.
Right. Originally, we were trying to say, oh, lo nicha is mutter, right? Because like no maisa, right? And here, lo ichbas is just no kavana. But that is already speculative because we don't really. I kind of need to. I need to block off this Meiri from like everybody else. Right. But the problem with the Meiri, I mean, he has to have two stages within his within the you know breakdown of lo nicha and lo ichbas. Right. One of which is worse than the other. So you have to kind of say that, oh, if there's no perk, so it's not secretia. But it's still going to be usher because it's a necessary means. But if it's counter to your goals, then maybe we don't even view it as something that you're mechaving for as a means. Right? Because the Rambam emphasizes, and which you're totally right, is that the Rambam keeps emphasizing that yadua, that efshar, to do this without XYZ. So if it's not possible to do without XYZ, so then, you know, you have to have some level of kavana for it. But all that is dependent on saying, since you know this, you actually have some level of intent. So I can say you actually have intent because it's a perk, right? And if I take away the perk, then it's, you know, then you're doing it, but there's no kavana, so you'd be putter, right? But then I could say, oh, the fact that everyone knows that you need to do it doesn't make it a problem because it's counterproductive. It's something that you really don't want to happen. So you basically have to combine the Rambam and the Rebbe Rambam Rambams from yesterday and say that those two, right, each have their own sort of level independently of how much do we consider you like mechab. Yeah, that's a very good point. Okay, so I think we are going to, what time is it? Oh, okay, fine. I'm going to stop. But one side point is like another potential nafkamina could be what about by Yisurim Darabana? Let's say there's an Yisurim Darabana and Bipsik Reisha. So I think, again, that gets like, that's an interesting question because on the one hand,
is there any chance we could do that one next time? Because I've crossed in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So I'll do that next time. But anyways, that's like an interesting enough community, which actually could, you could like put together in different ways, but it like depends how on a lot on the nature of Yisurim Darabanan.